All right. Amen. Man, so that's good. I just, I'm so excited because, you know, God just made that so much easier on me. There's no pressure on me to come up here and try to woo you or, you know, fake Holy Spirit stuff. The Holy Spirit is in this place and he wants to talk to you. So let's just go ahead and I want to pray. Let's just pray. I'm going to get down on my knee just because I just feel Jesus is in this place. Thank you, Father God, that you are here, Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you want to speak to your people, Lord God. And we are so looking forward to what you have to say tonight, Father God. Let it not be my words. Let it not be my opinions or thoughts, Father God, but what you would have to say through me, Father God. Let me be a vessel, Father God. We're just so grateful, Lord God. I ask that you open the eyes and ears of my brothers and sisters in this place tonight, Father God, to not only hear, Father God, to receive your word, Father God, to make our hearts good ground, Father God, that you would just get ready to plant in, Father God, and we just thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in this place, in our midst, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, so we are in a series called Buried Treasure. It's a series on stewardship, and last week we talked about the stewardship of our time. Pastor Joseph brought an awesome word. If you guys weren't here last week, I recommend you get the podcast. It's good stuff in stewarding our time and taking care. Basically, what we learned is a stewardship is kind of a fancy word for management. So this week, we're going to be talking about talents, stewardship of our talents. So obviously, if stewardship is management and we're talking about talent, we're basically going to talk about how to be a talent manager. Is that okay with everybody? Now, before we get too far into it, I have to kind of give a disclaimer. I like to listen to podcasts. I'm not a huge music guy. I like podcasts, and I like listening to different preachers. One of my favorite preachers is Bishop T.D. Jakes. Anybody know T.D. Jakes? And so his weekly podcast I was listening to on Monday, and I was already kind of meditating what we're going to talk about tonight. You know, Pastor Luke and Pastor Joe told me last week, all right, you're going to be on next week on talents. I was like, okay, cool. Well, this week on T.D. Jakes' podcast was a message on a parable of the talents. So I was just like, oh, wow. So if you guys hear a little bit of the bishop tonight, you know where he got it from, okay? Is that all right? So, okay, let's go on. So that's just my disclaimer. I'll give credit where credit's due, but if you get the little bishop, you know where it's from. All right. So that being said, let's go ahead and turn in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 25. This is the same passage that we were in last week. Jesus is giving a parable, famously known as the parable of the talents. Say amen when you're there.
Amen.
Wow, this is a lot cooler to hear the sheets turn. It is. I can appreciate that now. All right, verse number 15. And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug it in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled the accounts with them. Verse 20, so he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you had delivered me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Verse number 24. Then he who had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you had not sown and gathering where you had not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there is what is yours. Verse 26. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew what I reap. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. You ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and in my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give to him who has 10 talents. For everyone who has more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Verse number 30, and cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Wow, that's the parable of the talents. 5, 2, and 1. What we want to talk about today is on the topic again of the talents. And we were talking about being a talent manager. The title, for those of you who are taking notes, is called Wanted Talent Manager. Obviously, there's people in the job market looking for jobs. We're just getting ready to graduate a new school year. Shout out to my wife who graduates next week and all the other graduates that are graduating. So we're going to, again, the title, Wanted Talent Manager. When I was in college, I was part of ASPB, it was the Associated Student Program Board. We basically were in charge of the campus entertainment. We had a $500,000 budget throughout the year, and we were responsible for bringing cultural events, films. We would screen films before they came out. We would have artists come out and do concerts. We had Alien Ant Farm when that Annie, Are You OK song came out. Anybody remember that? We had Thrice. We had different hip-hop groups. We did a lot of different things, again, screenings and cultural events and stuff like that. And in doing so, I had to work with a lot of talent managers or their agents or people. So if we wanted to book an artist, we would have to go through their talent manager. And basically, the job description of a talent manager, as you can assume, is basically be the representation of the talent. You get them work. You find different areas that might be willing to hire them. You have to be a steward or a manager over their career. You're essentially kind of managing what their career is going to be. Obviously, you see agents of actors and so forth. So for us, who are called to be managers or stewards of our talent, who knows that we are supposed to be talent managers? And the talents that we're talking about are the talents and gifts that God gives us. Now, really quickly, for the sake of time and for the sake of this series, you know, the subject of talent could be so deep. There's so much involved with it. But again, for the sake of this series, we're going to focus on managing the talent that we already have. You know, there could be questions, oh, I don't even know my talent. Where did these talents come from? But again, for the sake of time and for this series, we're talking about managing the talents. And I believe that even those of you who maybe are uncertain about what your talent is or maybe confused, hey, I don't have a talent, I don't like my talent, I think you know inside. God has already kind of showed you what kind of talents you have. It's that gut intuition that you have. But what we're going to talk about more specifically, again, is managing the talent that God has for you. How many know that you guys have talent? Look to your neighbor and say, I have a talent. Some of you have 5, some of you have 2, some of you have 1. Don't tell your neighbor they have 1. Just that might be helpful. You want to be able to sit by them. All right. So what we're going to focus on tonight is keys to being a great talent manager. Who wants to be a great talent manager? We don't want to be good. We don't want to be mediocre. We want to be a great manager of the talent that we have. Point number one, we're just going to go through a few points, get you out of here on time. Number one, learn your talent's worth. Amen. It's a good one. That's it. Let me explain that one a little bit more. So here's a Bishop quote. Talent equals opportunity. Your talents equal opportunities in your life. The talents that you have become open doors. The talents that you have get you in the door of your for your workplace, in your school, in your social circles, right? Those, I mean, as you notice, someone that maybe has no social skills, if they have talent, they have people around them, right? Have you ever noticed that? Yep. Rappers, singers, basketball players, football players, whatever it may be. If you have a talent, it's an opportunity to talk to somebody, to meet someone, to do something with that. No, you have to learn your talent's worth. Now, a good analogy to understand this in keeping with the talent manager is if I'm a talent manager, I have to know the talent that I'm representing. I have to know their worth. That means, for example, there's a Jay-Z, JT summer tour. Has anybody heard of that? They're doing stadiums. They're going to fill out stadiums. One of them is going to be the Rose Bowl, can fit 100,000 people. If I'm a good talent manager and I'm representing a talent, I have to know if he can fill up stadiums or if I need to book him in the Redlands Bowl downtown. So what that means is I wouldn't be a good talent manager if I'm representing somebody who can pack out a stadium at $60 a pop, and I'm going to San Bernardino Theater, California Theater downtown and charging $5. I'm not being a good talent manager, am I? I'm not representing that person well. I'm cutting that person short. We have to understand the talents that God has given us and understand their appropriate worth. I believe that oftentimes with young adults, we don't understand the worth of our talents. We sell ourselves short so much. But I'm here to tell you tonight that with your talents that God has given you, they are worth so much more that you guys don't even understand yet. Can I get an amen, somebody? Amen. You guys have so much in you. We have so much as this generation. It's so exciting to see us generation, to the things that we would have never thought because they're not even existence yet. Those are the talents that lie within us. But we're selling ourselves short by selling $5 tickets when we need to be in stadiums, amen? Amen. Matthew 25:15. Thank you, Stacy. Matthew 25:15. It's just, again, just the beginning of the parable. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and he basically so on and so forth. And he who had received the talents. This is a parable, guys. This is a parable. It's actually about money. It's just a coincidence that talents in our language, we can say talents are what we do, our gifts, right? But talents was actually a reference to money. So these stewards were given a certain amount of money, and they were supposed to go out and do stuff with it. So as we're talking about learning the worth of our talent, we have to understand what God has put in us. Here's a quote from a guy named Leo Buscaglia. I'm assuming it's Italian. I don't know. Any Italians in here? Buscaglia. This is good. Your talent is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift to God. That's so good. Your talent, God's gift. He's given each and every one of us a talent, born with it. Oh, I'm not talented. I have no talents. There's nothing I can do. That's a lie. It's a lie from the pit. You guys have a talent. We have to find it, understand its worth, and then we have to give it back to God. That's our gift to Him. Number 2, nurture your talent. The definition of nurture is care for and encourage the growth or development of. Care for and encourage the growth or development of. You have to exercise your talent, feed your talent, train your talent. Guys, there are talents in here to do math. There are talents in here to be scientists. Where are my scientists at? There are talents in here to be athletes, to be singers. Pastor Joseph, man, when he hit that note, woo! I mean, dang, I was just like, I got happy. You know, like people just have, there's certain talents that people have. And again, you might not know them, but people around you know them. Can you believe that? That people around you sometimes will know the talent before you even know it, because that talent to smile when maybe they're not having a good day, or they're smiling despite your bad day. How about that one? Being able to smile through your pain brings joy to someone else. That's a talent. There's some people who get so depressed and so cooped up when a bad day happens that we take for granted that, hey, I can move past my bad day and I can smile at someone else. That's a talent, guys. Okay, I think our society, we're a society of, we just love overachievers. We love, I mean, I'm a Kobe Bryant fan, I'm not going to knock on him, but we love that this guy busted his Achilles and he gets back up and goes and shoots his free throws. Dang, that's talent. That's just, he's a beast right there, right? I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the memes like, oh, Derrick Rose, take a year off, Kobe Bryant, bust his Achilles and go take his free throws. I mean, that's just crazy. That's talent. And we just want to see the talent. We want to see the singers. We want to see the businessmen. Warren Buffett, what's his name? Bill Gates just took over number one richest man in the world again this week. Those are what we see as talent. And that's all we want to recognize. We want only the talents that everyone else sees. But guys, there's stuff within us that we have to understand that if we nurture and that if we train and as we build it up, those are going to be the talents that bless others. We have to have a kingdom mentality. This parable is a kingdom mentality. This parable is actually referring to God's second coming. It's about the kingdom of God. We have to have take a kingdom mentality to our talents and understand it's about what this talent is and how it can build the kingdom. How can the talent that I've been given be used back towards building the kingdom of God? How can this talent be used towards winning souls? How can this talent be used towards loving others, towards changing the world around me, towards becoming a generation that serves God, that stands up for what it believes in and goes after God? Amen? That's what we have to do. We have to train our talent. Man, I feel like I've been, despite my stutters and my slurs right now, I feel like I've been called and have a talent to speak, to communicate the gospel of God. Well, I gotta nurture it, man. I gotta practice. So why do you think I listen to TD Jakes, man? I'm trying to get all I can. I'm trying to get all I can. I have 15 podcasts unlistened to. I gotta do what I can. I gotta become the bishop. I gotta become the bishop. I can't really become the bishop, but. You know what I'm saying? We have to nurture the talents that are within us. Man, if you have a talent to be an athlete, be an athlete. Wake up early. Wake up early and go do your things. I mean, I used to watch the Showtime Magic Johnson things, and he was where is he from? Michigan? Michigan, and he would wake up early and take the snow out of his driveway and do the free throws before anybody else. It's a talent that you have to nurture, but you have to be hungry for the talent. And one thing that I believe that will help us in our drive is if we get that kingdom mentality. Because it'll make us look beyond ourselves. It'll make us see that this talent is not just for me, for me to get glory, but this talent is going to be used for God. This talent is going to be used for the kingdom. Amen? Here's a quote by Stephen King, author Stephen King. Talent is cheaper than table salt. What separates the talented individual from the successful one is a lot of hard work. It's going to take hard work. Like we just said, everyone has talent. God's placed talent inside all of us. We see the people from the parable. They were all given talents. And the fact the talents, even though they were given 5, 2, and 1, they were given based on their amount of their faith. God was not going to give them more than they could handle. So the point is not to say, hey, I didn't get 5, I only got 2. Or man, the guy that got 1, he was destined to fail. Man, that guy got as much as he could handle, but he didn't work hard with it. Like I said, it was money, and what they had to do to turn that, to double up on their money, they didn't go play craps. They didn't go, you know, to the horse races. They went, and it says they went to trade. Commentaries talk, they would take that money, and they did the dealings that they had to do, whether invest in real estate, you know, flip a house real quick, and then take that money and do something else with it. They had to do their dealings and their trades. They worked hard. They woke up before anybody else, and they did it. Guys, for us to be talented generation, I mean, in San Bernardino, where, you know, all the artsy people, all the talented people, they go to the big cities. They go to L.A. They go to San Francisco. They go here. They go there. There is so much talent in this inland empire. How do you think God is going to change our city if he hasn't put any talented people in here? They're in this place. Each and every one of you has a talent, and some of you are sleeping on them. Some of you are sleeping on them, and we have to wake up. Some of you have the 5, but think you had the 1, and you're burying it. See, but you see what happened? They had the 2 talents, and they had to go to work, and then they got the more. But sometimes we just want 5 off the bat when you were going to just, when all you were going to do with it is just bury them all anyway. Right? I want the 5 because everyone will see, man, he can sing, he can dance, he can do it all. He can play instruments, he can do it all. But you were just going to bury your talent anyways. I personally believe, I'll be honest, there was times I would quit things before I really, really tried. I would quit things before I really tried. And I never nurtured that talent. Well, maybe it wasn't a talent, I don't know. I didn't see it as a talent, so that's why I was like, you know, and that's the thing, we don't see certain things as talents, so we don't feed them, right? If it's not crying for food, you don't feed it. But guys, we have to figure them out, and we have to dig deep, and then we got to nurture them, strengthen them. Point number 3, really easy. Use it or lose it. Now, in memory, anybody watch The Office? Show The Office? I mean, in memory of The Office ended last night, you know, the series finale ended last night. Please no hints, I haven't watched it yet. But I'm just going to do, for those of you who like The Office, it's just a quick analogy. So anyone remember the episode where there's the budget surplus episode? So there's this episode of The Office where they come in, they get the report, like, hey, Michael, you got a surplus of X amount of dollars. We have to spend it. Why do you have to spend? The reason you have to spend your budget surplus, and then Oscar lays it out for him, because Michael's not all that. You know, he wasn't getting it. The reason why you have to spend your surplus is because if you don't spend it, then on next year's budget, they're going to say, hey, you didn't use it, you don't need it. So the whole episode, they're trying to figure out how they're going to use the money, because if they don't use it, they're going to lose it. Now, I don't know if you remember, last year I had shoulder surgery. Now, before I had my shoulder surgery, I was like guns like this. I don't know if you guys remember. I was walking around like this. But what happened, why are you guys laughing? You guys don't remember? Okay, all right. I see how it is. All right, so I was a little bit bigger. But I was in a sling. I was not using the muscle. And how many knows, if you don't use the muscle, it gets to this. Point, you know what I'm saying? You guys get the point? It's just not where it was. If you don't use it, you will lose it. Same in foreign language. If you don't practice the language, so you can study it all these years, if you stop using it, you'll lose it. We saw in the parable, the guy who did not use his talent, it was taken from him, and everything that he did have on top of that. Now I'm only going to take the money back from you, but all your possessions, everything that you are worth, is getting taken too. I don't want to get caught when Jesus comes back and I have to say, God, here's this talent. I sat on my whole life because I wasn't sure it was a talent, or people told me it wasn't a talent, or I never understood how to use this talent, so here it is back. I don't want to do that. Because as we saw, there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I don't want that for my life. I want to use up every single talent. I want to use up the five and double them up and double them up and double them up, all for the glory of God. Amen. Not to make myself famous, not to make myself cool, but for the glory of God, to add names into the book of life. The bad steward was afraid to use his talent. He was lazy and he was unfaithful. In verse 29, I'll just read it to you one more time. For everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But him who does not have, even what he does have will be taken away. That last part's kind of a downer, but that first part, for everyone who has, more will be given. Guys, use your talents and more will be given, and more will be given, and multiplication. Our God is a God of multiplication, not subtraction. He doesn't want to take away from you. He wants to add by, what's it called, multiplying, not just 2 + 2. He wants, square that mug again, to the cube power, to the nth power. Where are my math people at? See, I'm obviously not the math person. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, if you will go with me. Everybody having a good time tonight?
Yeah.
God is so good. Verse number 1. Let a man so consider us as servants of God, of Christ, and stewards of mysteries of God. Verse 2, moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. The good stewards were found faithful. We're talking about the second coming of Christ. When God came back, he found the good stewards to be faithful, that they took what they had and they multiplied it. You have to understand here that the good stewards, whether they got 5 or 2, they got the same reward. They got the approval of God. They got the approval of their ruler. Because God is looking at proportions here. He's not looking at just straight numbers. If I give someone 2 and I give someone 5, God's coming back and say, you have my approval. You did exactly what I expected you to do with your talent. See, what they didn't do, and what we often do in our flesh and in our society and as our human nature, we want to compare. Man, that person has so much more than me. Man, these guys weren't looking at each other. They were too busy getting to work on their talent. If we would spend more time nurturing the talent that we had instead of complaining about the talent that we don't have. Anybody in here with me?
Yes.
It can be so easy to say, man, I have no talent. It's a cop-out to me. I have no talent. I'm sorry. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Everyone has to come, oh, yeah, I can't do this. I'm not that smart. I'm not that. You know who else wasn't that good with their words? Moses. Look at what Moses did. God, throughout the entire Bible, has always used people that maybe from the outside looking in didn't seem like they were all that talented. And I believe it was to show us that it's not about us. It's about what we give to God and what God can do. Amen? It's about what we give to God with what we have. God only expects us to do what we have been given. And he's given you everything you need to succeed. He doesn't set you up for failure. Quick point, last one. Don't trip, you ain't all that. Now, I wanted to end with this, and I got scripture for this one, all right? I got scripture for this one. Because, man, we can get on our high horse, right? We can get on our high horse based on, again, on the talents. I think an athlete is a perfect example. I think an athlete is a perfect example of something that we can take talents, or we can see without a doubt their talents. It's not a hidden talent. Where, again, a smile, yeah, no one knows that I'm smiling. But an athlete, we can see that they're fast. We can see that they're strong. We can see that they're built. We can see that whatever, you know, that they can make money, that they can, you know, market themselves. Don't trip, you ain't all that. You know, you can take your talents, your brains. Have you ever talked to brainy people? Sometimes brainy people, they love to make you feel less brainy than them. Can I get an amen to that? Amen. Sorry, brainy people. I'm not saying you do it. But sometimes brainy people, it's just like, it makes them feel smarter to make you feel dumber. But you know what? It's not just the brainy people. It's sometimes the nice people want to be so nice they make you feel mean. Right? Oh, yeah, no matter what. I mean, I'm just so happy all the time. It doesn't matter. It's like, oh, crap, I would never do that. I'm mean. I don't know. Don't trip you in all that. Let's go to the scripture just in case you guys doubt that I have scripture here. We're in the same chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of against one another. For who makes you differ from one another? And what do you have that you did not receive? It's not yours anyways. God gave it to you. God has given us talents. So basically what I'm saying is, let's just, as we nurture and strengthen our talents, which I believe that we can do, God's going to start to change our surroundings. God's going to start to use our generation. And let's just not get caught up in it. Let's not get caught up in the talents that God has given us in the first place. As we make them stronger, as they become more apparent, as we start to see souls won to Christ, let's just not make the fatal mistake of thinking that it was us in the first place. That's all I'm saying. Because it'd be a shame to talk about, oh yeah, you know, nurture it, strengthen it, and not acknowledge that in our own flesh, it would be so easy to think it was us in the first place. And then our downfall is just bound to happen. We've seen it happen over and over in ministry, in entertainment. We see it happen. Pride comes before the fall. If you think it's you, just like that, it can be gone. So those were the 4 points. I have a few more things of certainly how to fail. So with the 4 points, keys to being a great talent manager. 1, learn your talent's worth. 2, nurture your talent. 3, use it or lose it. 4, don't trip. You ain't all that. Someone say, don't trip, you ain't all that.
Don't trip, you ain't all that.
How to fail. How to most certainly fail. We'll go through these real quick. 1, compare yourself to others. We talked about it real briefly. You know, the stewards, they weren't comparing themselves. You can compare yourselves all day. And I like what Pastor Deborah always says, that when you compare, someone always ends up being smaller. Yeah. Right? When you compare, someone always ends up being smaller. And who's that good for? There's always someone can beat you up, right? Always someone a little bit bigger, always someone stronger. 2, how to fail, use it for evil. Man, we can name endless people who have used the gifts and talents that they have for evil. And I'm sorry, evil's a scary word, it's a strong word, but let's just keep it real. You can use it for evil. You can use your talents for evil. I know guys who have the gift of gab who can talk, who have used it for evil. They know how to smooth talk with the ladies, and all they want is one thing. And, oh, I know how to just talk and this and that. I was getting my hair cut the other day. My barber was just like, oh yeah, but it's just so easy. I just go in this place. All I got to say is something, and the girl just calls me, and blah blah blah. It's so easy. I can't do it. It's hard not to be a womanizer or this and that. It can be used for evil. Your talents can be used for evil. Dancing, singing. We see it all the time. You can use it for good. You can use it for evil. How to fail. Number three, think it's not worth anything. Think the talent that God has given you in the first place is not worth anything. You know, the bad steward was afraid. He thought he was being bold. He thought he was keeping it real. He was telling the steward what's up. Oh man, you're mean. You don't do this and that. You just take whatever you want, whatever you like. So I didn't even want to double cross. I didn't want to take the chance of failing. So I just sat on it and wanted to give you, hey, at least I didn't lose it. Think that your talent is not worth anything is a most certain way to fail as a talent manager. Imagine that agent. If you're that talent being represented, you have this talent manager. If he doesn't think you're worth anything, it's not going to work out for you. It's not going to work out for you. If that talent manager doesn't put you to work, you're going to lose your job. Guys, it's simple. Let's look at the talents that God has given us. Let's nurture them. Let's strengthen them. Let's use them for the glory of God. Let's be that generation that stands up and says, look, I'm going to spend my time multiplying. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to be up before anybody. I'm going to pray. I'm going to serve. I'm going to see what God has for me. I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to be the best mathematician that there is. I'm going to be the best scientist that there is. I'm going to give it to God. I'm going to start nonprofits for God. I'm going to serve in my church with this. I'm going to volunteer as a teacher. I'm going to do it because I've been given this talent, and it has to be used for the kingdom of God because that's why it was put in you in the first place. Amen? If you guys got something from God, let's give it up.